So we got to the last five lines of Vav Amud Beis. We have been discussing the question of whether or not a person's mafresh in Ola, will that Ola be mechaper for an Aveira that takes place after the Afrasha? So Gemara brought a raya from the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon was one who says that the Si'irei Atzeres, the goats that are brought on Shavuos, why do you bring two? The idea was because you had been mafresh two Si'irim Erev Yantif, they both had Kedusha, and then after, when Yantif started, perhaps someone was metame tumas mikdash v'kadashav between the shechita of the Rishon and the shechita of the Sheni. So we see, but clearly the Aveira was after the Hafrasha of both of them, so he wanted to bring a raya that the Ola is mechaper for an Aseh, a bitul Aseh, that took place after the Hafrasha. So the Gemara now said, and that, again, the whole idea was, the Gemara ends up saying that, no, that's not really true. Really, he said the Shnei Siyim were Hufrash, but since Lev based in Masna Aleim, even though the Kohen had a certain Kavana, we don't really care because Bezin's able to intervene when it comes to a carbon seaborn and say, we don't care what your intention was, even though you're mafresh Erev Yantif, the Kedusha doesn't take effect till later on Yantif itself. It was based on the idea, again, Lev based in Masna Aleim. So the Gemara now says, the last five lines of Vavam and Beis, Amar Lei Rav Yosef Breid Rav Shmuel Rav Papa. He asks, "Umi Islay the Rabbi Shimon Lev based in Masna Aleim? Does Rabbi Shimon really hold to the Shita? We wanted to explain Shita's Rabbi Shimon to be based on that whole idea, but Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold this way. How do we know Rabbi Shimon rejects this concept of Lev based in Masna Aleim?" So the Gemara says, "V'hamar Rav Idi Bar Abba Abin Amar Rav Amrin Amar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yochanan." This is a Gemara that appears in Maseches Shavuos as well in the first parak. Tamidim shlo hutzrachal tzibur. So if you didn't need tamidim for the tzibur, what's going on? So the Mishan Erechin talks about various things of numbers. How many times you say halal, how many types of instruments you need in the base of Mikdash. One of the lists of numbers the Mishan has there is you can never have any less than six sheep, six kfasim prepared for the tamidim. So it means every single day you have six kfasim, and you shecht one in the morning for the tamid shel shachar, you shecht one in the evening tamid shel bein abayim, you left the four, and then they take another two and replace it. So there's always going to be six sheep waiting to be waiting for the tamid. And there's a concept of bikur. Bikur is you have to inspect them for a few days. I think it's 3 days, I think. I think 3 days of inspection is based on Karban Pesach. And the reason why they separated Karban Pesach on the 10th of Nisan was in order to do a bikur, to inspect to make sure there are no mumim. So we have a gezer shava, moado, moado, to tell me that Tamid also requires this bikur, this inspection. So there's always six waiting in the pen to be shechted. So now what happens is you're only allowed to use the sheep of that given year. I mean, they collected machzis shekel every single year for their karbanos tzibor, but you can't use the new year, so last year's fund for the new year. So once Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, you can no longer use the sheep that were bought with the last year's machzis shekel. So now what happens is Aleph Nisan, you've got four left over, because again, what happened was Lamed Adar Yishechted two, you have four left over, you're not going to replace another two with the old funds, you're going to have another two with a new fund. So there are four sheep from last year which you can't use anymore. That happens every single year. There are four leftover. So what do you do with those four leftover sheep that had been designated for the Tamid but can no longer be used? So the Gemara again says, last line of Vavam Nebez, Tamidim Shlohu Tzrachul Tzibor, those four Tamidim which are not needed anymore for the Tzibor, what do? So Ledivei Rabbi Shimon, Ein Niftin Tamimim, you can't redeem them. There's a concept, you can't be Poda, an animal that is Tamid, and that's Tamim rather, and you're stuck with them, you have to let them graze until they get a mum. Once they get a mum, then you can be po to them. But according to the Divrei Chachamim, he says, Niftim Tamim, and you are allowed to be po to them even though they're Tamim. Ah, don't we have a klal? You can never be poed an animal that's Kedusha's guf and that's completely tamim, completely unblemished. So the Gemara explains there in Shavuos, as Rashi goes through all this, I'll say this outside, that could Chachamim hold that Lev based in is Masna Aleim when it comes to a carbon tzibor. So even though these four sheep were set aside as a tamid, since it's a carbon tzibor, Lev based in said they're only a Kedusha's guf if you need them. But if you don't need them, we're going to remove the Kedusha. That's the ability Lev based in has. Bezin has the ability to do that. But that's only Shitas Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon says, you can't do that. You're stuck. How come Rabbi Shimon doesn't say, Lev based in Masna Aleim? Must be Rabbi Shimon rejects that concept. He doesn't hold of Lev based in Masna Aleim, and therefore, the four leftover sheep are stuck. So that now posed a problem for our suggestion yesterday that we had said, that we were talking about the Kohen separated the, or the whoever separated the Karbanos, the Si'iri Atzeres Erev Yontif. And so how could it work that it must be covering the asay afterwards? So the Gemara said that because the Rabbi Shimon holds of lev based in masna lehem, but now we're saying he can't hold of that. He doesn't hold of such a concept, so we reject the yesterday's explanation. The Gemara says, now I know it's quite confusing, the Gemara says further that, is it really true the whole shaila was really about if you're mafresh a carbon ola, and the question is, can the carbon ola cover a Avera, a bit to say after the Afrasha? Is that really the Shaila? The Gemara says, V'od ha'ba'i minei Rabbi Yirmi Rabbi Zeir. No, Rabbi Yirmi Rabbi Zeir were bar pluxas. They were chavrusas. They always got, they argued with each other. So Rabbi Yirmi was always known to ask interesting questions. So Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Zeir the following interesting question. Si'irei atzeres shekibel daman b'shnei kosos. You shechted both of these goats on Shavuos, Sira Atzeres. You have now the cup of blood. You did the Kabbalah of Sair 1. You have the cup of blood of Sair 2. They're both waiting. Now what happens? The Nizrak damal sharishon. You take the blood of the first Sair and you throw it on the Nizbeach like you're supposed to do. So then, sheni lama huba. What's the need for the second one? You already did. Their Seirim are coming to accomplish the same thing, to be Mechaper on Tumas and Mikdash V'Kadashiv. So why do you need to throw a second cup of blood? It's unnecessary. So what the Rabbi Yirmiyah says, because maybe Rabbi Zera was responding, because Huba, the Sheni, the second one comes, Al Tuma She'ura Bein Zrika Shel Zelazeh, the Tuma that takes place between the two Zrikos. So this is clearly after the Hafrasha, meaning it's a davar pashut from this conversation between Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zera that it will cover an Avera that takes place after the Hafrasha. The only shaila is it between the Zrika. So the Gemara now tweaks what the initial question was and says, Ad kan lomi baile. They only asked the question, Ela asay dil'acha shchita. They wanted to know, can that Sayer cover an Avera that takes place after the Shchita? But with respect to the asay dil'achar afrasha before shchita, lo kamei baile, that was never a shaila. So Hakam Argemara on yesterday's daf was discussing after afrasha before shchita. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Zera were saying it's a davar pashit achar afrasha. It is covered by the karbanos. So the Gemara suggests in the end of the day, it's a dilma im timsa lomer kamar. It's really a double question. Really, that first he wanted to know, is it going to be will a carbon that's set aside, will it cover an Avera after Afrasha? And if you say it will cover Afrasha, will it also cover an Avera that took place after the Shechita? So there's a double question going on here, and the Gemara kind of leaves it at that and doesn't address it any further. Then now today's Gemara is a little bit, now the rest is a little bit easier, guys. Gemara now says the two dots. Itmar. Toda sheshachta l'shem todas chavera. What's halacha? If Reuven has a toda, I'm Reuven, I've got my carbon toda, and then Shimon also has a carbon toda, and now the Kohen ends up shechting his carbon toda for me. Is that going to be a good shechit or not? So Rabba Amar Kshera, Rav Chista Amar Psula. So what's going on here? Look at Rashi for some clarification here. Rashi says it's not referring to Shinoi Bailam, even though it sounds like it, because Reuven's taking Shimon's toda. It's not an issue of Shinoi Bailam. Why not? Shinoi Bailam is only if I try to have in mind that I'm going to get kapara for a Shimon Shechita. I'm not talking about me getting kapara for a Shechita. I'm talking about just taking his carbon entirely. So again, it's hard to just, you have to get that clear in your head, but that's...
So the coin's making a mistake, it's not them.
Yeah. The coin has in mind that the way it's Shinoi Bailam is, if you shecht Reuven's carbon, in order al manas that Shimon gets the kapara, that's Shinoi Bailam. The coin does it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the dash. This is after.
This is all during the Shechita.
And I gave the Kohen my carbon on the Manasseh that he's going to do it for me.
Correct.
The Kohen made a mistake and did it for his.
Yeah, so that's... Yeah.
There is a chance that the Baalim, the Shechita, is just that he maybe he confused his friend with him all.
Yeah, that's also true. It could be the Baalim. Whoever did it, it was Al-Manasseh. I'm shechting Reuven's carbon for Shimon to get Kapara. We're talking about, I'm not doing the Al Manasseh, I'm just taking Shimon's carbon for myself. I'm not shechting his carbon for me. I'm taking the... So look at Rashi, maybe somewhat clear in Rashi. Rashi writes it's around more than halfway down the narrow lines here.
In the actual animal, not in the kavan.
Yeah, but it's confusing because I'm taking his animal.
Right.
But
right.
It's not Shinoi Bailam, it's Shinoi
right,
Kodesh.
Right. So it's not that the kavan is wrong, it's that he made a mistake by choosing the animal.
Right. But you're still having in mind...
Or he did it in purpose.
I don't know, but it's still having in mind Reuven on Shimon's carbon. So just look at Rashi. Maybe Rashi be a little clearer, I think. Rashi says, Toda sheshachta l'shem todas chavero. We're not bringing it to have make sure some other guy is getting kabar who's not the owner. This case here is not a question of shinu bailum. Elas shinu kodesh is changing the chefzer, the carbon. Meaning what? Shehayisal Ruvain toda ulishimon toda. They both have a chiyuv to bring a carbon toda. Acheres. V'shachar es todasa shozeh l'shem todasa shozeh. They shechted Shimon's carbon toda for Ruvain's carbon toda. Meaning shinu bailum is I'm shechting. I know it's Shimon's toda. I'm shechting Shimon's toda, but I'm doing his toda almanas. Ruvain's getting kapar for this. This is not an almanas. This is actually taking the entire chefta of the carbon and bringing it for Ruvain. And that's the question. It's a question of shinui kodesh. And Rashi says it's not only a question in the world of toda, but hu adin b'shochet chatas chelo v'shem chatas dam. It could even be switching different averos. I owe a chatas for a chelo. I shecht it for my eating of dam. You could even switch other karbanos. Within the same person, exactly. Tosis argues in Rashi, Tosis the Ramaskal Haggah says the question here is only one about Toda because we're going to see the psukim that they're arguing about is about a carbon Toda. But with respect to other carbonos, there was never a Shaila, it's definitely not good. So that's a machlokas Rashi Tosis. So again, so what happens if I Ruvain Shechs or the Kohen Shechs Shimon's Toda for Ruvain? So Rabba, back to the Gemara, says it was Kshera and Rav Chisda Amar Psula. So what's the machlokas? Rabba Amar Kshera, he thinks it's a good carbon, Toda, L'shem Toda, Nishchata, because in the end of the day, it was brought L'shem, the proper carbon. It was a Toda brought for a Toda. Ah, granted, it was the wrong person's Toda, but that's a Cheft, it's still a carbon Toda, and therefore good. Rav Chista says, that's not enough. Amar Psula, L'shem Shlamim, Didei, Nishchata, Ba'inan. You have to have it for himself, L'shem Shlamim, or L'shem Toda, for himself. You can't use the other guy. So the fact that Ruvain owns it, it's not called a carbon toda. This is called Ruvain's toda. And that's called Shimon's toda. So there's two different shemos, and therefore you can't switch the carbonos. It's not going to be good. So the Gemara wants to understand, Amar Rabba Minala, how do you know, Rabba, that you are allowed to be that kosher carbon if you shecht Shimon's toda for Ruvain? So the Tani, the Braisa says, Ubasar Zevach Todas Shlamav B'yom Hikrivu Es Zvacho, that the shecht the toda for its shlamim. So we see Toda and shlamim are almost being used interchangeable. So the Gemara explains, what's the Raya? Abba Chanin Amar Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Balalame, this comes to teach me, we learn from the Pasuk, Toda Sheshachta L'Shem Shlamim Kshera. Because the Pasuk says, Todas Shlamim, a Toda is a shlamim. So if a Toda was shechted L'Shem Shlamim, it's Kshera. But if it's the opposite, if it's a shlamim Shenishchatu L'Shem Toda, that's psulim. Ma hefesh ben zelazah. What's the difference? If they're the same, it should be the same. If they're different, it should be both a pasul. Why would you distinguish? So the Gemara explains, ma hefesh ben zelazah. What's the difference? Toda kriya shlamim. Toda is called a shlamim. I mean, we have categories. Shlamim is a broader category. A toda is a type of shlamim. So toda is bechlal, the category of shlamim. But the opposite, but a ein shlamim krim toda. A shlamim isn't necessarily a toda. Shlamim could be another type of carbon. That's not a toda. So therefore, shlamim shechted l'toda isn't good, but a toda shechted l'shlamim is good. So the Gemara says, shlamim l'shem toda psul. So now we're being medayik. A shlamim that's shechted for a toda, that's pasul. But let's say one case wasn't addressed. Ha toda l'shem toda kshera. A toda for someone else's toda, that actually would work. The only time it's pasul if it's a shlamim, to Toda. But Toda to another Toda, that works. So that's the Raya of Rabba. My love, is it not the Chavrei? Is it not talking about where Toda of Ruvain, of Toda Shimon? And that's the Raya for Rabba. So comes along with Chista, and he says, no, that's not the understanding of Toda for Toda, that's Kasher. It's D-Day. He has two Karbanos Toda he needs to bring. Toda, he was once in jail, and then he's once traveling overseas. So he brings one for the other. He switches them around. That's when it's kosher, his Toda, for another Toda of his own. Aval dechavre, but to bring a Toda of his friend for himself, my, that's psula. That's going to be disqualified. So the Gemara says, if that's really the diak, according to Rav Chista, adetani shlamim l'shem Toda psula, then shlamim that's brought for a Toda, it's puzzle, it should have brought a greater chiddush in listening, Toda l'shem Toda, even that is possible, the Brisa should have taught. And then in Koshkin, certainly we would have understood, Shlamim l'shem Toda would be possible. So the Gemara says, Shlamim l'shem Toda didei itzrichle. The reason why the Brisa chose the example of a Shlamim l'toda, because there was a chiddush. Because you would have thought, Shlamim for himself, for Toda for himself, I would have thought midetoda kriya shlamim, from the fact that a carbon toda is called a shlamim. If you switch from toda to shlamim, it's good. You would also think maybe shlamim is nami krim toda. The other way should work as well. And v'chishachet lehu l'shem toda, when the shlamim is shechted for his own toda, lichshrei, it should be kosher, k'mash malam, a shlamim is not called a toda, and therefore it's possible. So that's the raya. There is an interesting Rashi to look at here. If you look at Rashi, the last two narrow lines, he says, lo didei v'yafa pish lo bo al hoda achas. Even though the Gemara is saying that the rabbi holds that you are allowed to use a carbon toda for a different carbon toda, even though the hodas are different. We know there are ba tzrichin lehodos. There are four individuals who require giving hoda l'Hashem. They have to bring a carbon toda. In our terms, it means saying birchas hagomel. So the four we know are one who got healthy, who was ill, one who had left Beis Asurim, one who left, who traveled overseas, one who traveled the desert. Those are the four arba tzrichin lehodos. So he says, even though they're different ones, one's for Beis Asurim, one's for Min Hayam, it's all able to, the carbon toda is able to cover all of them. So it is a shaila in the poskim. What happens, let's say a person, he goes on a big trip, and he travels through the desert, then he travels overseas, and then he comes out of jail. It's all four, or even two of the, three, four, different types of todas he needs to bring. Can you say one birchas hagomel to cover all the different requirements? And the poskim say, you are allowed to. Let's say a person saying birchas hagomel for traveling overseas, and can he be moed to someone else's show who traveled by desert or left out of jail? Can you cover the two of them? So it seems from this Rashi here that yes, you can interchange them because all bichlal a carbon toad, even though they came about for different reasons, you are allowed to be moed to someone else even though he has a different reason.
But according to Rava, who holds that it's kasher when he switches the behemoth.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it like Gnev? I mean, he's giving a carbon that, because he's actually messing the other guy also.
Well, he has a carbon toad as well.
Yeah, so he's taking the other guy's. He's taking with our rishon. He's taking. I'm taking yours. How could it be? It's almost not his behema.
It's true. The Gemara does say, and we learn based on the pasuk that gezel is also for carbon. The pasuk says, "Oh, gezel or piseach or something like that."
Yeah, because he's losing. Actually, maybe because he's not losing his, maybe it's not. Like, since he holds his kasher, they're both kasher, so the other guy is not.
We don't know. Does Reuven now have to pay for the other guys? Did Reuven already separate himself from Toda? We don't know about that.
Right.
It's a great question. It's a mitzvah babi avera, perhaps. Yeah. Now, he didn't do the avera. The Kohen did the avera.
Right, and it was him who made the mistake.
Right. It was also a mistake. It was a show gig.
Right.
So I don't
know. That's all fine, but the question is easy.
I didn't see him ask this question. Great question. I don't know. Anyone down the footnotes to address this question? I didn't see anything. That's a good question. Okay. Tzarech Iyun. Yeah, I don't think anyone addressed this, but it is a very good question. Okay, let's continue now. The Gemara says, the two dots around 15 lines up from the bottom. Omar, Rava says that a chatas sheshachta l'shem chatas ksheira. So the situation here is, let's say Reuven owes a chatas and chaylev, and he also owes a chatas and dam, and he brings the dam for the chaylev and the chaylev for the dam, it's still a kasher, it's still a good carbon. But if he brings a chatas l'shem ola, that's going to be psula. So if it's the same type, it's actually kosher. If it's a different type, it's possible. My time, what's the explanation? The pasuk says, v'shachat osa l'chatas amrachmana v'arei chatas l'shem chatas nishchata. Because the pasuk says, as long as you shech the chatas for a chatas, even though it's a different type of chatas, one's for dam, one's for chaylev, that's still bichlal the pasuk and therefore kosher. But if the chatas b'nishchata l'shem ola, so then it's going to be psula. That's the source that shinoi kodesh is possible when it comes to a carbon chatas. So then the Gemara says again from Amar Rava, chatas sheshachta al mi shemuchuyav chatas psula. This is now a shinoi bailim. So let's say they shecht Reuven's carbon chatas for Shimon, then that's possible. That's shinoi bailim. Shinoi bailim does affect chatas if it's another chatas. But let's say you shecht the chatas al mi shemuchuyav ola, the shinoi bailim of changing who, what type of carbon the person's being brought for, then it's actually kshera. So shinoi bailam of chatas isn't always possible. It's only shinoi bailam to another chatas is possible, but shinoi bailam to an ola won't be possible. What's that explanation? My taima. This is also based on exercise of v'chiper alav, when you get kapara on it, alav v'lo al chavero. You only get a chatas only provides kapara. It's only good if it's brought for the right person. But if it's brought for your friend, it's possible. So we see shinoi bailam applies, it's possible by a chatas. So the Gemara's Medayik now has to be only Chaveiro Dumya Didei B'mechuyiv Kapar Kamosu. When do we say Drash of Allah V'lo Al Chaveiro that Shina Bailam is possible? Only if the Chaveiro has the same Chiv as Allah, namely they're both in the world of Achatas. But Neshina Bailam from Achatas to an ola, that's not bechal pasuk and would therefore be kosher. Such a carbon would be kosher. Interesting Tosis for a second. Look at Tosis Dibur Masechta Chatas Sheshachta towards the bottom, around 10 lines up from the bottom. Chatas Sheshachta al Mishim Mechuyev Ola Ksheira. If you bring a Chatas for someone else who owes an Ola, that's Ksheira. Ukigon Shelo Hifrisha Adayin has to be where the person didn't yet set aside an Ola. Because Di'i Hifrisha, if let's say that Ruvain, that other guy who's Chayv an Ola, was already Mafrisha Karbon for the Ola, Havalek al Mishain Mechuyev Klum end up being a person who's not chayv anything. And we're going to see in just a second, a chatas that's Hufresh al Mishain Mechuyev Klum is actually going to be puzzled. So when we say a person who's Mechuyev Ola has to be where he hasn't yet set aside his Ola yet, he still has an outstanding Chiyev, that's a Shinui Bailim, that would be Kasher. But if again, the guy who's chayv and Ola already separated, he now becomes in the category of a guy who's Eino Mechuyev Klum, which would be a psul of Shinui Bailam. Hope that's somewhat clear. Gemara says, last seven lines, Amar Rava, Chatas sheshachta al mi she'ena mechuyev klum psula. A guy shechts Reuven Chatas on behalf of Shimon. Now Shimon's not chayv any Chatas. He's just a random guy. So he shechts it on behalf of Shimon for his psula. Why? We said before, Shinui Bailam of a Chatas only applies if the second guy Shimon is chayv a Chatas as well. But if the Shimon's chayv and Ola, so then that won't be a psul of Shinui Bailam. So how come when you say to a Meshech and Ruvain's Chatas on behalf of Shimon who doesn't owe anything, that's pasul? So the Gemara explains, She'ein lecha adam b'Yisrael she'einu mechuyev aseh. It's impossible. There's no Yid who's completely innocent. We're all chayv aseh. So therefore, there's no such thing as a person who's not chayv anything. So when Meshech Ruvain's Chatas for Shimon, who owes nothing, it's not true. He doesn't owe nothing. He owes something. He owes a chatas. He's violating an assay. So Gemara says, wait a second. Isn't a bitl assay? What carbon does a person bring for bitl assay? An ola. Not a chatas. So we're saying here, a guy who's not machayv, that every yid's chayv an assay, that means he's chayv an ola. A chatas to an ola, if I shinu bailam, is actually kosher. So how come we're saying a shechting a chatas to this guy is possible by shinu bailam? So Gemara says, you have to assume Amarava, this next point here, that Chatas is Mechaperes al Chayvi Asay as well, Mikal v'chomer. Granted, an Ola is Mechaper on a Bit Asay, but a Chatas is also Mechaper on a Bit Asay. So when we say this guy who's not Chayv anything can't be, he's Chayv an Asay. And since he's Chayv an Asay, he's Bechlal a Chatas. He can bring an Ola, but he also can bring a Chatas, and therefore he is considered in the same Parsha, and it would be considered Shinui Bailim when it comes to a carbon Chatas. What's the Kal v'chomer? How do we know a person who's Chayv an Asay is also Chayv a Chatas? Al Chayv a Krisus Mechaperes. If a Chatas is Mechaper in a very severe Avera, like Kares, so then a Chayv a Asay lo Kolshigen. So certainly the Chatas has the ability to be Mechaper on a Bittel Asay as well. The Gemara says now, is this to suggest Lememra Debas Minehi? Who he? That this is really the same Parsha? The same idea, the same parsha here of the chatas and the bitul asay. It's really part of the chatas. V'ha merava, didn't Rava say she chatas she shachta al mishim mechuyev chatas psula, but al mishim mechuyev ola ksheira. So a person who's normally chayv to bring an ola, meaning he's mevata asay, is not the same min. It's not the same parsha as a chatas. Here we are saying it is the part of the same parsha. So the Gemara ends up saying on the top of Zayin Rebeis, Mikiva lo mechapra mikufya kapar. A chatas doesn't mechaper on a asay bekeva as a primary form of kapara, but it does mechaper. It is mechaper mikufya in a more roundabout way. So Rashi just explains on the very top line here that mikiva lo mechapra chatas asay. The chatas doesn't really mechaper for the asay entirely. Only mikufya mechapra. Hilkach, therefore, Rashi explains the whole sugya now. Al mi shemechuyev ola ksheira. If you shech the chatas to mechaper Shimon who owes an ola, that's ksheira. Those are two different parshas, chatas and ola. Kevin de hifrish ola shaycha kula asay shebiyado a ola v'silo shaycha chatas gave. Shimon who is mevatan asay, he could either set aside a chatas or he could set aside an ola. But since he already set aside an ola, he's no longer in the parsha of chatas, and therefore it won't be a shinui bailam that's relevant. Aval mi shelo hifrish klum, a person who's chayv an asay, has not yet set aside a karbon, v'aver is asay biyado, he shaya chatas gavei. In theory, dila hava mechayv chatas, mechaper asay mekufi. In theory, he can says Hayachatas, and therefore he's in that parsha. Hilkachayil shmei achatas shenishchadal l'shmo l'posa. So that's the idea Rashi's saying here. Now this whole idea of the mikivel of mechapra, but mikufi mechapara, there's machlokas in the achronim. When we say mikufi mechapra, is that going to provide a full kapara or not? According to Likutei Lachos, the Chavis Chaim writes that a person who brings a chatas for his aseh, it's only a temporary, a small level type of kapara, but he still owes a kapara afterwards. But according to others, others say no, if you bring a chatas for an aseh, it actually is mechaper legamre. Okay, top of Amud Beis here, the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Ola sheshachtal shelo lishma, aser lizrok dama shelo lishma. We saw this in the very first Amud here. You shecht an Ola shelo lishma, it's kosher to bring the carbon, it's just it's not Ola lechovas bailim. So the Gemara just says, just because you shechted shelo lishma, it's aser to go ahead and do the sprinkling lishlo lishma. You should do everything else still, try to maintain as much as possible. It should be the remaining part of the avodos lishma. Why? Ibai semakra, ibai semasvar, either based on a pasuk or logic, ibai semakra, mosis vasecha tishmor. You said it's an ola, so just because you made one mistake, you should at least try to preserve your svasaim, your lips, your words, for the rest of the carbon. Ibai semasvar, it's a logic, mishum dishani bei vechule, like we saw kadesh deresh pirka, just because you made one mistake that allows you to make a second and third and fourth mistake, certainly not, so therefore you shouldn't make any more mistakes in the rest of the carbon. Another statement of Rava. No, the original one. I said it's going to be an Ola. When I said aside, I had Mafresh as an Ola. I accidentally, when I shechted it, I said L'shem Shlamim. So that was the wrong thing for me to do. But really, Be'etim, it's still a Kedushas Ola. So the Kabbalah, Holach, and Zrika should still be L'shem Ola, the initial carbon. The Gemara now quotes from Rava, Amar Rava, Ola haba la'acher Misa. A Ola that came after the person died. Reuven set aside an Ola. So then, now Reuven dies, so the Yorshim go ahead and bring the carbon Ola. So now, the Shachta B'Shunei Kodesh Psula. If the Kohen shechs the Ola, the Shem Eshlamim, even though the guy died, it's still going to Shunei Kodesh, in this case, will actually be possible. It won't be effective, and the Yorshim have to go ahead and bring another Ola. If it's B'Shunei Bailim, if they change the owner of it, they shecht Reuven died, now they bring Reuven's Ola, even though he died, the same Shimon, then the halacha is Shinoi Bailim is actually Kshera when it comes to after death. The Ein Bailim Lachar Misa. Because there's no Bailim anymore. The owner died, so there's no Baal to speak of to switch. So therefore, while Shinoi Kodesh is Pasul, Shinoi Bailim is Kshera, both Lachar Misa. So it comes along with Pinchas Brei, the Rav Ami Amar, Yesh Bailim Lachar Misa. He argues that there are Bailim after Misa. Who are the Bailim? The Yorshim. The Yorshim inherit their father's Ola, so they're the Bailim. So then if the Kohen were to shech the Ola, l'shem someone else, it would actually be psul of Shinoi Bailim. So Gemara says, now, Amar Le Rav Ashi, Le Rav Pinchas, Berei, Rav Ami, Dafka Kamar? Is it Dafka? Mar Yesh Bailim, Lachar Misa? Do we say that there really are Bailim? And let's say the Yorshim don't go ahead and bring their father's carbon. They have a chiv to bring another one because now they're the new Bailim. Or do we say there's no chiv on the Yorshim, but once the Ola is available, may as well have the Yorshim bring it to be mechaper at any outstanding bitaseis that they have. But if they don't go ahead and bring it, there's no chiv. They're not really the Bailim for it. And the Gemara says, Amar Leih Dafka Kamina. When Rav Pinchas said they're the Bailim, they're really the Bailim, and they take on the Chiv of the carbon Ola of their father, and if they don't go ahead and bring it, they have to bring a replacement. It's a real Chiv, according to Rav Pinchas.
And the Chiv specifically is on what?
It must be on the Bit Aseh that they have, outstanding.
They themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a kapara.
Yeah,
no,
because yeah, he's died already. Right. Yeah, exactly, yeah. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rava Ola Dorin Ahi. So the Gemara says, this is a very important Gemara. This is the nature of what the carbon Ola is. The carbon Ola is a Doron. It's Doron is a present. They're gifts. So what does it mean it's gifts? Gemara wants to know, Hei Chidami. I deleka tshuva. If the guy didn't do tshuva, Zevach Rishayim Toeva, we know that a person who, if he didn't do tshuva yet, he can't bring a carbon. A Rasha is not, we don't accept a carbon from a Rasha. He needs to do tshuva first. So if the guy is Chayv and Ola, he's Mevat and Asay, if we didn't do tshuva yet, so we don't accept the carbon. It can't be a situation that the Ola is a Doron, where it's a gift, if he's still a Rasha. Now, as a side point, they bring a proof from this to Gemara. There's a discussion. We know the Gemara Sanhedrin tells us there's a psul edus when a person's a Rasha. When a person's a Rasha, he violates certain isurim that has to do with mamonis. He's called a Rasha. So, what about a person who's mevatel naseh? Is he called a Rasha as well? The pasuk says in the Gemara that quotes the pasuk that lo saseh, a negative commandment makes a person a Rasha. What about bitul aseh? People say no, bitul aseh. We don't find anywhere that's called a Rasha. But some bring a ride from this Gemara. It is. When would a person bring an ola? When he's mevatel naseh. If he didn't do tshuva, the Gemara says that he's called zavach risham toeva. He's a Rasha if he's mevatel naseh. So some want to suggest that a person who's mevatel aseh is a Rasha, and therefore he would be pasul midin edus, because a Rasha is pasul midin edus. Others argue that. I'm not sure how they deal with the Gemara though.
Isn't that like a that you can always correct it?
It's only if, no, that's a lava nitekla.
Yeah,
I'm saying here. No, let's say a person.
You can always say
no, but,
meaning because he was already over this month.
Yeah. I put on Dal Kafos without Titus.
Right,
I lost
right,
those
right,
seconds.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Or I took it. I didn't bring my lulav. It's took us over.
Right.
So, fine.
What's it mean when we learn it's the exact opposite of what we think, what we learn in the other shir? What do we learn? We learn that Hashem will has kaparas for the even the worst sins, but there is no kapara for Bittul Torah. So it's worse.
There's no. A person has to be do tshuva. If you do tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mechaper and everything. But if you didn't do tshuva, you
right,
stay
out. If you didn't do a mitzvah, there's no way to fix it. You missed it. You lost.
We know you can still do tshuva though. You can still do tshuva on it. And the guy does tshuva, then he's called the tzaddik, and they can bring a carbon. But if he didn't do tshuva for it yet, so then he's called the rasha.
No, there's no tshuva for not doing a positive mitzvah.
Sure, there is. Yeah, of course there is.
There is.
Yeah. So then the Gemara says, if the guy did tshuva right here, he did do tshuva for mevatel aseh, so now he brings the carbon after doing tshuva. So what do you need the tshuva for? Hatani, the Braisa says, overall mitzvah aseh v'shev, guy is mevatel aseh, v'shav, and he does tshuva, lo zoz misham ad shemochlin lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't move until he gives mechila, meaning all you have to do is me, I have a charata, I'm sorry for not wearing tzitzis, for wearing dal kafos without tzitzis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mochel you right away, that spot, there is tshuva. So what do you need the carbon for? Se'ela shma mina doron hu, meaning the carbon ola is not what's mechaper. When you violate a bit aseh, all you have to do is say, I'm sorry, and do tshuva, I'll never do it again. That's your tshuva, that's your mechila. So the only reason why a carbon ol is brought is just as a gift. You're giving gifts to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What that means is a whole deeper thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really need gifts, but the Gemara says, just without understanding, without explaining it, it's some level of a gift you give to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara quotes after the mnemonic here, after the parentheses. Yeah.
So it's according to Rava, then ola doesn't come l'shem bitul aseh. It's one or the other.
Very good. So look at Rashi just to make this clear. In your point, Rashi writes, Ola Dorenhu. Rashi says, Eino ba lechaper alasei kapar mamish. So I'm not sure what that means then. It's not mamish, you're right, to what you said. Ela acha shekapra hachuva alasei hi ba lekabalas panim. To somehow agree to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi doesn't want to say entirely no kapara. He's kind of walking a fine line here to balance between no kapara, a little bit kapara. You have to really put together all these sugyas of olas to figure out what the nature of the carbon olas. So,
what was that Yerushalmi that we learned that said there is no kaparas for missing out? And this just is saying the opposite. There is.
And that's for Bittul Torah only. That's what Bittul Torah is, a whole other world. We don't stand Bittul Aseh. I'm not wearing tzitzis, not doing lulav. Bittul Torah is a whole other world. Gemara now says, Tani Nami Hochi, the Brayse says, Amar Rav Shimon, Chatas Lama Ba, why are you bringing a Chatas for? Lama Ba, L'chaper, what do you mean? What kind of question? It's clearly, a guy eats Chalev, you bring a Chatas to Kabara. El Lama Ba Lefnei Ola. Why do you bring the Chatas always before an Ola? This week's parsha, we're going to see Chatas and Ola for Yoledes. The Chatas always comes first. The Gemara says, the Praklit Shenichnes, Rite Praklit Nichnes, Doran Achrav. The Praklit, Rashi says, is Melitz Tova, a lawyer who's there to defend you. So first you want to get Kapara, and then after the Kapara you want to give gifts afterwards. So that's the whole Seder. Chatas is a Kapara, and Ola is going to be Doran, going to be gifts afterwards, a thanks of some sort to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Look at an opposite with a Bas of Adam. A Bas of Adam, you first give him...
Ritzoy. Could be. Right. So then think about, look at Tosis for a second, the top two lines down. It says Ritza Prakla. Rashi, rather Tosis says, Afa Gavdika Olas Yola. That's this week's Parsha Mitzor V'Nazir. To Lamaisi Carbon. They don't bring a carbon chatas. Ella Lashtruye Bekodshim. Again, there's a whole machlokas whether Yoledes, Mitzor, and Nazir did a chet. But there is one man d'amar, they did nothing wrong, and the only reason why they bring karbanos is part of a seder tara to allow them to eat karbanos now. So this is not shaykh for them. There's no chatas and ola. The seder d'varm doesn't make sense because they don't need to bring a get a kapara. So even though that's the case, Tosa says afilu heim chatoy etzam kodemes leola. Ah, so why bring the chatas before the ola? There's no kapara they need. D'lo chilka tara. There's a low plug in the Torah, since in most scenarios there is a need for a kapara, chatas comes before an ola, so too in those examples where there is no aveira, we always have chatas come before the ola. But that is also important to note, that there is a man d'amar that a mitzvah did do an aveira, lashon hara, nazir was chote, because he separated from a kadosh baruch hu's world, and he allowed this for taking a shvuah. That's two man d'amars in the Gemara, we'll see later on. But that's what Tosfos is addressing, the one man d'amar who says there is no chet, you don't have to do that seder. Gemara says now halfway down the page here, the two dots. Chutz min ha-pesach v'achatas. We said in the first Mishnah that a chatas, that shinui kodesh, is actually going to be pasul. While by all other karbanos, we say that shinui kodesh is kosher, elalo ola l'choves ha-bailim. So Gemara wants to know, what's the source? Pesach minola, and how do we know that a pesach, that shinui kodesh, is pasul? Gemara says, d'chsiv shamor sa-chodesh ha-aviv v'asisa pesach. You should make the Pesach. Sheyu kol asiyos of l'shem Pesach. All the actions, all the stages of Pesach should be l'shem Pesach. So the Gemara says, so now we find Ashkechan shinoi kodesh. What about shinoi bailim? How do shinoi bailim affects Pesach as well? Minolan dechsir, the pasuk says, v'amartem zevach Pesach hu. That the zevach Pesach means shetei zvicha l'shem Pesach. That the shchita should be l'shem Pesach. But wait a second. We don't need to tell me that shchita is l'shem Pesach. We already learned that kol asiyos l'shem Pesach. So in Eino Indian Lashinoi Kodesh, because we already have a source that Shinoi Kodesh is possible by Pesach, so now we have it Tineo Indian, we could apply it to a different category, Lashinoi Bailim, that Shinoi Bailim is possible by Pesach as well. So Gemara says, fine, all these sources we just brought is Ashkechan L'mitzah. That's all telling me L'chadchila, you shouldn't do Shinoi Kodesh and shouldn't do Shinoi Bailim. But what in be La'akev Minol, and how do you know if you did do it, the carbon would be possible entirely? So Amar Krav is a vachta pesach l'Hashem Elokecha. A different pasuk that said we have a concept in Kachim. Whenever the pasuk repeats something, it's shana alava kasav la'akev. It repeats it. Shana means to repeat. Shana alava kasav. The pasuk repeats it la'akev to tell me it's li'kuva. That not only l'chadchila do you require shina kodesh and shina bailim would be possible, but even b'di'eved, the karm pesach would be disqualified. Gemara says, wait a second. Maskev l'ra v'safra. This pasuk we just brought, is that really teaching me the concept of li'kuva? It's needed for a separate drasha. It's not available for our needs. What the drasha that's used for? How do you know if there's a leftover carbon pesach? It could just immediately, it just transforms into a carbon shlomim. How do you know? The pasuk says, "Shenemar v'zavachta pesach la'Hashem elokecha tzon uvakar yushech the pesach as a tzon, as a sheep, as bakar, as cattle." Gemara said, what do you mean? Halo ein pesach ba ela min akvasim munayizim. Pesach could only come from sheep or from goat. It can't come from bakar. It doesn't come from cattle. So why does the pasuk say tzon ubakar? So the Gemara says, must be mikan lemosar pesach shei ledavar haba min atzon u min abakar, that the leftover pesach can be used for a different carbon that normally comes from either cattle or sheep. What's that? It's referring to shlamim, that a pesach can sometimes be used and transform into shlamim. That's moser pesach. So that's what v'zavach the pesachs tell me. And it's not available to teach me the halacha that shana lavakas of le'akev. So the Gemara says, Ella Amar of Safar. Of Safar tweaks his explanation and says as follows. V'zavach the pesach, that last pasuk we just brought, is k'der av Nachman. Fine. So that pasuk's not available. Shamar tzachodesh aviv le'mitzvah, that's b'shinei kodesh. V'martim zav pesach, that's telling me b'shinei bailim le'mitzvah. And what about likuva? The word who appears la'akev bein hacha of hacha. The word who is extra in carbon pesach to tell me that it's going to be possible likuva both in shinui kodesh and shinui bailim. So the Gemara now says v'ashechan zvicha. We saw that only zvicha shinui bailim only applies to the world of zvicha because it said in the pasuk v'amartem zevach pesach. How do you know shinui bailim applies to the other avodos as well? Sharvo this minalam, the Gemara says, hol v'gali, gali. Once you open up the floodgates, everything comes out. Meaning, once you told me that zvicha is shayach shinoi bailam li kuva, so to the other avodas, it's all going to be coming together. That's the understanding of Ashi, hol, or rather of the Gemara, hol v'gali, gali. Once it's revealed that it applies to all the avodas. Rav Ashi is not comfortable with the svara. Rav Ashi amar, hol v'gali gali lo amrin. We don't say just because it applies to one case, it applies to all the other avodos. You need a source. You need a pasuk.
That's not a limit, right?
It's not a judge. We don't have such a judge. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Ella avodos minal. And how do you know other avodos? Dichsiv, it says in the pasuk, we've saw this pasuk before. Zos ha-Torah le'olo le'mincha. The pasuk continues to quote all the other karbanos. Le'chatas, le'oshim, le'miluim, le'zevach, shlomim. And then it also says, Vatanya, right next to this pasuk, it says, Ubayom tzavas es b'nei Yisrael la'akiv es karbaneim, all karbanos. So that comes to include Zeb, Bechor, Meiser, Upesach, which were not mentioned in the previous pasuk of Neuchatas and Mincha and Shlav Ashim L'Miluim. So now we have all the karbanos are all connected. They're all lumped together. So what are you connecting all the karbanos to in these psukim? So we're saying it's connecting in Hakishu Hakasav L'Shlamim. Right, the very last the pasuk mentioned, the word mentioned, it says Zos haTorah again, Liola LaMincha LeChatas LaAshim LaLamilim Ulezevach Shlamim. All those karbanos are being connected to Shlamim. And the next pasuk of Asher Tzivas Shemas Moshe says Karbaneim. That's connecting Karbaneim to Shlamim as well. So Shlamim is the focal point. All the other karbanos are connecting to Shlamim. What do we learn? So we learn from all of this, Mal Shlamim Bein Shinoi Kodesh Bein Shinoi Bailim Ba'ina LeMitzvah. Shlamim has to have at least L'Chadchila that Shinoi Kodesh, there shouldn't be Shinoi Kodesh, there shouldn't be Shinoi Bailim L'Chadchila LeMitzvah. Af Kol Bein, so to all other karbanos, Shinoi Kodesh Bein Shinoi Bailim LeMitzvah. All the other ones, L'Chadchila, you shouldn't change the owner, you shouldn't change the Kodesh. And then further, ukishlamim, ma shlamim bein zvicha bein sharavodos lo chelkas ben limit. So just like shlamim, there's no distinction between shchita and the other three avodos. So af so too when it comes to Pesach, lo chitachlik bo bein zvicha le sharavodos le akiv. So too when it comes to Karim Pesach, through this hekesh, there is no distinction. So just like zvicha of Karim Pesach is likuva, so too through the hekesh of shlamim, the other three avodos have the same exact din. It's the same exact category as the shchita of the Karban Pesach.
So the Hekesh is for Lechumra, lo Lekula, right? Because we learned a lot of psukim that they get away from there.
Exactly. This is Lechumra telling me that not only is a Zavicha Pasul Likuva, right, but all the other Avodas as well.
We don't compare them for Lekula, we only compare them.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Right now, the comparison is just like we're drawing a circle around all the Avodas. Right. It's a unit. So I wonder, there could be a Kula.
Shami has a lot of Kulas. Right. And Chata.
Yeah.
So probably it's only for
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't remember how we said it before. All I'm seeing from this, at least, is that Luis were drawing it's all one unit. You can't separate between the different stages. So then the Gemara says, now once we brought from the Shlamim this idea that we learned the Kuva from Shlamim, from that comparison, Elohu Lomli. What's the need to say who in the Pasuk of Karim Pesach? That seems to be extra. And the Gemara finishes off, and we'll stop here, that Kidatani, the Braisa, tells us that Nemar bePesach who. B'shchita la'akev. It says the word who by Pesach to tell me that shchita is la'akev. Aval asham lo nemar bohu el al-achar haktaras emurim. But it says who by asham, not by the shchita, but only haktaras emurim. When he put the limbs on the mizbeach, hu'atmo shlo huktaru emurim kosher. Just telling us the fact that who is only pasul legabe karban, but who is not pasul by an asham, the lishma won't be la'akev, won't disqualify the karban asham. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, challenging daf again.
What's me doing?